Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the so-called Obergefell marriage opinion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, it was exciting. Gosh, after all this time since Obergefell was decided by the High Court in 2015, and Kim Davis case, we've been fighting that. Now we finally are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review her case and hopefully, eventually, overturn the Obergefell decision, which legalized so-called same-sex marriage.
This case really calls out for a restitution of the injustice that has been inflicted against Kim Davis. And if it can happen against Kim Davis, it can happen against anybody. Kim Davis simply asked for a very simple religious accommodation request to remove her name from the marriage certificates. And she was denied, and as a result, was sued and went to jail for 6 days. And that's what ultimately gave rise to this litigation that's been going on now for 10 years. 10 years. It began in July of 2015. It's continuing 10 years later. And 10 years later, not only has she gone to jail for 6 days, but she also now faces a minimum of $360,000 in fines against her personally. Why? Because of her Christian faith. And I think that's a key issue that I want to focus on here. Yes, we want to overturn Obergefell because that opinion has no basis in the Constitution, and it's what caused this mess. And yes, we want to certainly have her religious freedom rights recognized because that should be a firewall for what has happened here. But this injustice needs to be fixed, and it starts with the two Davids, the Ermold versus Davis case. Two individual men who never even thought about getting married until they saw Kim Davis and her name in a social media post, and they decided to go down and harass her. And they filmed their harassment of her. They put it on social media, and then it went viral, and then they continued their charade to push to have her give them a marriage certificate with her name on it.
And when, you know, you use the word harassment, that's something she can never be compensated for, because when this case was going on, people became vile. I mean, they would stand outside her office and get a megaphone and say, do your job, do your job. They were cruel to her. But if you sit down and talk with her, she says, I don't hate anybody. I have friends that are in same-sex friends or whatever. They know how I believe, but she is not, you know, angry. She is not a bitter person, but they came at her with vengeance.
They did. And I mean, we even have a video game that was made about her. Somebody made a video game, and the video game, you get more points the more you injured Kim Davis. Mm. It was horrendous. She got death threats. Her husband got death threats. They were threatened that they would be tied up, that she would be raped in front of her husband, and that their bodies would be burned.
Only because she was standing for her faith.
Yeah, and she asked just for a simple accommodation, just to have her name removed from the license. An accommodation, by the way, which she did get within 5 months from the newly elected governor, Matt Bevin, by executive order, and then by a unanimously passed law in April of 2016. So she got the accommodation that she wanted. Therefore, it clearly was a reasonable request. She got it from executive order. She got it from a unanimously agreeing House and Senate, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all came together. Not a single dissenter voted in favor of the bill in April of 2016.
So if you only know the real person, you know, that you would see how egregious this is.
So we have these two men, the two Davids, we'll call them, in interview in December of 2015 with GQ magazine. They said they never even discussed, quote, marriage, close quote, before they heard about Davis on social media. And when their internet fame became, you know, spread, they continued to push the charade. And then when it died down, they continued to push their lawsuit, and they wanted to go against Kim Davis personally. So they didn't have anything that they could get from her anymore, because they ended up getting a marriage license from another clerk in her office, and that marriage license had her name struck through, which is what Kim Davis wanted. This was prior to the executive order. They complained about it, and the governor, Andy Beshear, said, well, I think that actually complies with the law, so it's a valid license. Mm-hmm. So they got a license from the same clerk's office, from a different clerk in her office. It had her name struck through, but they still weren't happy because they wanted her name clearly visible, although the governor said, no, that satisfies everything.
And by the way, weren't they giving accommodations for animal rights?
Yeah, they could actually opt out of giving hunting and fishing licenses if they had a conscience objection to hunting and fishing.
So she has a conscience objection to same-sex marriage license.
Right, and that's what she asked for. When her name was struck out from the license in September, I believe it was, another clerk issued that, and they still weren't happy, but the governor said, no, that's fine. That's the Democrat governor who would not give her an accommodation. And then the Republican governor came into office in December of 2015 and gave an executive order and said, yes, we need to accommodate her sincere religious beliefs. And it's very simple that she could remove her name. Everything's fine after that. They had their license. What's the big deal at this point? Well, they wanted to punish her. So they continued to pursue the case. It went up on appeal. And they tried to strip her of governmental immunity protection. So they want to go after her individually. In her official capacity.
No proof of any damages whatsoever.
No. So they want to go after her individually with no proof of damages. They want her, Kim Davis, to pay out of her own personal pocket money because they had, quote, hurt feelings. Oh. And they did not present any evidence, no testimony of experts. They did not have any lost wages. They did not seek any counseling or other kind of medical treatment. Nothing. They had zero evidence for damages, but they said $50,000 apiece. And that jury came back amazingly with $50,000 apiece, with zero basis to grant the damage award. And it's based solely upon what's called emotional distress, that they had emotional distress. They were claiming they had emotional distress. But emotional distress, you can't just claim that. Typically, you know, you have an injury, you have a broken leg, you have a broken arm, you have a cut. Obviously, that's pretty obvious, objective, physical. You get treatment for it, for some kind of injury that somebody caused you. Emotional claims, I have emotional distress. You can't just simply claim, I have emotional distress, it caused me angst. You got to have some kind of other objective information that supports your emotional distress.
Or like you lost a job and so now you're stressing because you don't have income or something like that.
Yeah, you're depressed, you can't leave the house, you're anxious, you have to go to a doctor, a doctor says yes, after this event you got a lot of emotional distress, nervousness, anxiety. They didn't have any of that. No. They didn't have any of that. And yet they still got $100,000 awarded to them by a jury, and then the judge tacked on $260,000 for a total minimum of $360,000, and the clock or the amount still continues to count every hour that they put into the case. So we have asked the United States Supreme Court to intervene. Pray for this case because we have now filed our petition with the U.S. Supreme Court. The other side will have to file a response, and then we'll file a reply. Sometime in the fall, we'll hear back from the High Court whether they take the case, and if they do, the case will be set for oral argument with the decision by the end of June 2026. This is critically important for several reasons. If the court doesn't take the case, Kim Davis could face bankruptcy because this is several hundred thousand dollar judgment against her personally. Why? Because she asked to have her religious convictions accommodated. Mm-hmm. How? Just simply remove her name from the certificate. Did she get that? Yes, she did. She got that by executive order within 5 months. In fact, the certificates were changed internally by going through each certificate and striking through her name manually. And those were issued until the executive order. So there's just a small little window. And by the way, these people could have gone to any clerk in any place in Kentucky to get a marriage license.
And wasn't their offices closer to where they lived than her office even?
There's a clerk's office that was actually on the way to one of the David's work when he would drive to work every day.
So you see what's going on here.
You know what he wanted to do. They want to harass her because of her Christian faith. And that's why this case is critically important. This is not the kind of America that the founders envisioned. Pray for this case. It's Kim Davis. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim. That's lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.